This is KCUR. Ash trees are dying across much of the country. A green beetle, the emerald ash borer, has spread from the upper Midwest, imperiling millions of trees. But there's opportunity amid the destruction. Urban lumber mills that saw up salvaged city trees are on the rise, fertilized by mounting demand for local products and a tsunami of supply delivered by the emerald ash borer. KCUR's Frank Morris reports.
The emerald ash borer has been at work in Michigan for years.
Unfortunately, it sneaks up on you. You know, it slammed us before we knew what was coming.
Jessica Simons coordinates the Urban Wood Project from her home in Ann Arbor, Michigan. That's just a few miles from where the emerald ash borer first showed up from Asia in 2002. And Simons says the beetles have since killed virtually every tree in the area.
Oh, well, you know, the home that we used to live in, the whole edge of the property was nothing but ash trees. And by the time we moved, it was just a row of dead, sad-looking snags. When you think of Halloween, it was really, really upsetting.
The scourge has spread across most of the Midwest into parts of New England, the South, Canada, and Colorado. The beetles landed near Kansas City probably 7 or 8 years ago, but the city's forester, Kevin LaPointe, says the damage is just starting to show.
Now this is typically what you're going to see. There's a perfect D-shaped hole right there, and there's another one. See, these trees are loaded with these beetles, and they're coming out of here this spring.
We're up by the airport, just off Tiffany Springs Parkway, looking at a lot of pitiful trees.
This lot better when you look at, you know, you got a stone dead one down there, stone dead down there, stone dead down there. All these are like half dead or dying, and it's worse than I thought it would be.
And this is just the beginning. More than 4.5 million ash trees grow across the 9-county Kansas City area now. Cities and property owners will pay to treat a fraction of them against the emerald ash borer. LaPointe says all the rest are as good as dead.
And when this thing really hits, you're going to see thousands of trees dying at the same time. And then you have the whole issue of disposal of all this material that's going to be dying. Where's it going to go? What are you going to do with it?
We're in a lucky spot because the trees are coming down and we're ready to catch them.
Tim O'Neill, the guy manning the big chainsaw here, runs a business called Urban Lumber, which until recently was more of a hobby than a job. He milled trees for his own woodworking projects and a little beer money. But when the emerald ash borer started hitting this part of the country, a company that collects tree waste called Missouri Organic called O'Neill to see if he'd like to really get busy with this city timber business. They helped him turn an old metal auto parts warehouse into an urban lumber yard with tall, thick planks of local maple, walnut, and of course ash filling the racks.
I just can't believe we're standing in a showroom of hardwood lumber that's harvested from the city right now. You know, 200 trees out back waiting to get sawn up, so keep getting better and better and better.
O'Neill's mobile sawmill mounted on a truck trailer is slicing a 2,000-pound oak log into manageable planks. It's not uncommon to hit bullets, nails, or bigger hunks of metal in city trees. They're not practical for industrial use. Most mills won't touch them. Urban trees do have character, though, and they're free. Tree trimmers drop off trunks rather than paying to dispose of them or cutting them up for cheap stuff like firewood and mulch. O'Neill and his crew saw them into planks to build furniture, cabinets, and other decorative fixtures.
The only missing piece is to get the wood in the hands of people that can make the most out of it.
Part of the fun.
Urban Lumber's grand opening draws a mix of gnarled woodworkers, some missing a finger or two, construction executives in crisp dress shirts, and architects.
I just think their timing is great. There's so much emphasis these days on local materials. That's a big part of the sustainable movement in my profession, architecture.
Mark McHenry, beaming over his cup of local craft beer, says growing demand for local products coupled with the enormous dead tree supply on the way should be good for urban lumber.
I think these guys are absolutely going to take off.
That's the idea. O'Neill's already talking about expanding the showroom, opening branches across the state line in Kansas. All that sounds great to Ryan Armbrust with the Kansas Forest Service. Because if companies like Urban Lumber can create a market for city timber, the enormous ash tree die-off might just help fund the next generation of urban forest.
If that dead tree then has a value, that means that it's not just something that we have to deal with and take out of the way, but potentially, and this is very hypothetical still at this stage, but potentially the value of that tree can be used to support planting programs that can get more trees back into our communities.
So far, demand would be the weak link in this urban timber cycle. Because with storms getting stronger, with rampant pests and disease killing everything from ash to pine to walnut, city trees are sure to keep dying and fueling this industry with a steady supply of wood for years to come. Frank Morris, KCUR News.